No Sense and Sensibility, Jane Austen Cancelled in University Decolonize the Curriculum Drive. By Kurt Zindelka on April 7, 2022. In response to the Marxist Black Lives Matter movement, celebrated English novelist Jane Austen has been replaced in a literature course by African-American writer Toni Morrison in order to further the decolonization of the curriculum. An English module at Scotland's Stirling University has decided to ditch Pride and Prejudice author Jane Austen in favor of left-wing poet and novelist Toni Morrison, whose works are focused around racism against black people in the United States and who blamed Donald Trump's presidential victory on white supremacy. According to internal documents seen by The Telegraph, Stirling University scrapped the Sense and Sensibility writer in the Lit program in favor of Morrison in order to ensure the decolonization of the curriculum and to contribute to increased diversity. The nature of the course will reportedly change as well, with students taking the special authors module being told that the main topics covered will include racial difference and critical race theory, gender and sexuality. The students will also be educated on Black postmodernism, Gothic, as well as the aesthetics of the contemporary U.S. and African American novel. Following the reemergence of the Black Lives Matter in Britain in 2020, the principal at Stirling University, Professor Jerry McCormick, said that the school would commit to supporting an anti-racist agenda in higher education. The widespread, and often violent protests in 2020, saw a slew of historical figures in Britain targeted for varied offenses to the woke mob, including Sir Winston Churchill and Queen Victoria, among others. Universities were some of the first institutions to pick up on the movement as an excuse to the leftist agenda of decolonizing the curriculum, with figures such as Sir Isaac Newton, Charles Darwin, and others facing scorn for having held beliefs that do not fall in line with modern sensibilities. Jane Austen, herself, was targeted in the uproar, with a museum dedicated to honoring the author deciding to put up displays criticizing her for benefiting from Regency-era colonialism. While Austen and her family did not own slaves or directly benefit from colonialism, the museum argued that she benefited from having access to worldly items such as sugar in her tea. Stirling University did not directly critique Austen, and claimed that it will change out authors on an annual basis. However, when discussing some historical works, students will be given trigger warnings to warn them that they may encounter the language of colonialism. Some of the material in the module includes discussion of colonialism, including colonial violence towards men and women, enslavement, violence, racism, sexism, and issues surrounding representations of gender, class, race, and mental health, an English module trigger warning states. Criticizing the move to drop Austen, British historian Tom Holland said, "I love the idea that a British university, by dropping Britain's most significant female novelist in favor of an American one, is somehow decolonizing itself. Why don't British humanities departments just admit the truth? That they're absolutely desperate to become outposts of American university culture?" the best-selling author questioned. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.